Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. The most frequent question I get asked from entrepreneurs that want to leave their 9-to-5 is, when you were working your 9-to-5, what type of schedule did you create to work on your business? So today we're going to address that because it seems like there's a lot of people out there that are trying to find the work-life balance and then putting on top of that being an entrepreneur. I'm Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie and your business coach. I've been helping people all over the world for over a decade create the life and business of their dreams. I'm the creator of the Evolution 10X method that combines ancient wisdom, brain science, and strategy. So let's dig into this topic. And just a little housekeeping, I have a very loud purring cat on my lap, so you might hear him, but he's my precious boy, so he's not going anywhere. Consider it sound healing. So what type of schedule did I create personally when it came to developing my business when I was working 9-to-5? The first thing I want you to know is that we all have to be able to put food on the table. So having that 9-to-5 is really important. We need to stay alive, and the world operates on currency. So we need to be able to pay for the food that we want to consume. Don't get me started in that economic warfare that is going on concerning food right now. But trust me, I'm talking about it a lot on social media. So we need to have employment and money coming in for us to be able to develop and run a business. That's just how things work. And just like you, I had to have that 9-to-5. I had a full-time career, and then I moved to a full-time job. What's the difference, Lynn? The job had less responsibilities than my career. And then I moved to a part-time job, and then eventually I was able to leave employment altogether and work solely for myself when my business was able to sustain my lifestyle. And this meant the business had to be sustainable, meaning I had to categorize my money coming in. I had to make sure that my taxes were covered, that my expenses were covered, that my owner payout was covered. I needed to make sure that all those financials were in order, as well as my exiting strategy, which there's more to it than just the money, in order to be able to leave it completely. Now, that stuff I teach inside Evolution 10X Mastermind. But I really want to address the question, what kind of schedule did I create? Because there is a lot to unpack in there that most people aren't even thinking about. And the very first training that I do in any of my programs addresses the basic understanding of this. So I'm going to bring that up first. This is air quote scheduling, because there's more to creating the time freedom and flow in your business through structure than just a schedule. But first, here's how you operate your schedule. This is what I did. This is what I coach. You have to have a day planner. You have to put on that day planner what you have that is non-negotiable that you have to complete that day. And one of it's going to be your 9-to-5. So you plug that in. And honestly, I never work through my lunch hour, or I very rarely work through my lunch hour. If that was a possible time for a prospect call, I would schedule it in because those are only 30 minutes. But most of the time, I kept that time free for me to decompress, to sit without any noise. So the first thing you put on your day planner is everything that you have to do. I did this for 2-week periods, but you have to do it for at least 1 week, not day to day, 1 week schedule. So you're putting on there your 9 to 5, picking up the kids from school, doing your grocery shopping, when you do laundry. Yes, you need to structure those things. This is really important. The more structured freedom you have in your life, the more time freedom you will create. So you're putting all these things that you have to get done in your life. But where does your business fit in to all these things that you're putting on your day planner? After you plug in your 9 to 5 and picking the kids up from school and any doctor's appointment or those priorities for caretakers, then you put in your business. Now, when I'm talking about this within my modules, we're talking about scheduling in your Evolution 10X modules because they are your future. That is business development. And then where are you plugging in actual work on your schedule? Actual working, getting into the office, doing your prospecting, setting that time aside every week for working your business. Because if you are not scheduling, you are wishy-washy on your business, you are not committed, and you are not going to get anything done. You are going to come up with excuses and reasons why not to commit. Because your brain doesn't want you to succeed. It wants to talk you out of your success. It's going to keep you doubting yourself, wondering how you're ever going to achieve it, and finding other things to do. So you need to schedule it. Literally, on a day planner, schedule it. Now here's the next component. You need to stay in integrity and do it. Not deciding to go out to dinner with the family, not sitting down and watching Netflix. You need to actually sit in your office and do your work. Structure and integrity. So a lot of people talk about motivation. Well, I just am not motivated to do it. Integrity creates accountability. Telling yourself you're going to do something and then doing it. And you know what? It all starts with commitment. What do you want? Do you really want a business? Is this the thing that lights you up for your future? Do you see the possibility of creating the time and financial freedom through owning your own business? Are you on a core level an entrepreneur? Or is this just a shiny object to replace a job that you don't like? Because while being employed can be a motivation for you to build a business, it's not going to be a motivation that is sustainable for building a business. You have to know why you really want to have a business. So this leads me to the third thing. You need to sit down and you need to write out with a pen and paper 100 reasons why you want to be an entrepreneur. Is this going to be easy? Heck no. It's going to get really hard. But these are going to be your whys. There is not one singular why when it comes to staying in integrity and reaching your goals. There has to be a plethora of whys. And you have to have access to that list on the daily. Because you're not going to be able to remind yourself simply by keeping it in your head, because your head's going to forget it. So why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Now, this is an answer that I always see to that question. I want to help others. Okay, here's the reality. That's why you want to be a coach. That's not why you want to be an entrepreneur. You can be a coach and work for somebody else. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Because being a coach is very, very different than being an entrepreneur. So dig deep. You're going to fly through the first 10 or 15, but keep going. and keep yourself accountable. If you need to set this list down and go do something and come back to it. So we started with putting it on your day planner. When are you going to do all these things? Then actually doing them, staying in integrity. How do we create that integrity and commitment? By making a list of our whys. We have to know why we really want it. What is it going to change for us? How is our life going to be different? But there is a catch here, and that is that you are responsible for your own success. And here's the thing. If you listen to this podcast and you're like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do these things, and then you do nothing different, nothing is going to change for you. I can give you this information all day long. You could even join my mastermind and go through all the modules. But if you do nothing different, nothing will change. And the biggest reason I see coaches not taking action and staying in integrity and doing the things is because they don't know what to do. They don't know the day-to-day operations that they're supposed to accomplish when they sit down at their desk on a workday. And so they distract. They have all kinds of things on their list that they will do instead of working because they don't know how to work a business. You haven't had any training. It's not content creation. There is way more to running a successful six-figure business than writing content. And so they get stuck in this wheel spinning, making more and more content, and then avoiding their office because they don't know what else to do. And that's exactly what the Evolution 10X Mastermind is all about. Helping you understand exactly what to do every day. Put together that schedule. Understand the 90-day plan and how to implement it so that you know exactly what to do every day that you walk into your office, day in and day out. And when you know what to do, all of a sudden, self-doubt, stress, anxiety, overwhelm of not having enough time in your day or not having the energy after you get out of work begins to dissipate. And in comes flow, flow and ease. So if you are willing to do what it takes to be an entrepreneur, you're going to need to invest in learning how to build a business, both with your time and energy. And this comes through commitment and integrity. And I'm here for you. So let's book a call. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.